Mesachas Chulin, Parak Hey, Mishnah Hey. Remember, it says the pasuk for the Isser of Isai V'Espinai. It says Vishare Se Isai V'Espinai Lishchatu. You shouldn't shecht them B'Yaim Echad on one day. So that Yaim Echad that the Mishnah reads Ha'amar B'Isai V'Espinai. That said by Isai V'Espinai Ha'Yaim Hoylech Achar Halayla. The day follows the night, meaning every day starts at the night. And how do we know this? As Zaydarosh Rav Shimon ben Zayman, Nemar b'Masav Rishis, it says by Masav Rishis, Paragal of Pasuk Hey Yoim Echad, and that's remember Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boiker, so the night came first. Nemar b'Oisav Yisbenay Yoim Echad, Ma Yoim Echad Ha'Amar b'Masav Rishis, just like the Yoim Echad by Masav Rishis, Hayoim Hoylech Achar Halayla, we had first the Erev of the night, and then we had the Yoim. Af Yoim Echad Ha'Amar b'Oisav Yisbenay Hayoim Hoylech Achar HaLayla, the day follows the night. Parak Vav. Now we begin to talk about the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam. There's a mitzvah when you slaughter an animal, specifically a wild animal or fowl, you have to cover the blood that comes out of the animal at the slaughter with some earth or ashes, or we'll get into exactly what may be used for this. So the Mishnah reads, Kisei Hadam, the covering of the blood, Noheg Ba'aros Sebechutz La'aretz, it's practiced both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael, Bifnei Habayis V'Shulei Bifnei Habayis, before the Beis HaMikdash and not before the Beis HaMikdash, meaning whether the Beis HaMikdash was standing or not, Bechulin, we do it by Chulin, Avoloi B'Mikdashim, but not by Mikdashim, you do not do this by Karbanos. And like we said, it is practiced by wild animals and by fowl. And when we talk about these animals, whether they're prepared or not prepared, meaning even though they are wild animals, if you have raised it in a house, you've essentially tamed it or domesticated it, it's still the same. If it's a breed that is considered wild, that's considered a chaya or an eif, the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam applies. And it is practiced by a chai. Now, what a chai is actually doubtful. There are different mefarshim. Some people say it's some sort of bearded antelope. Others say it's buffalo. We don't know exactly what it is, but it is a suffix, meaning we don't know if the chai is a chaya or a behema. So we do the Kisei Hadam out of the suffix. But the ein shechtin oisai b'yantif. On yantif, you cannot shecht a chai. The im shchatai, and if you do shecht it, if you do slaughter it on yantif, ein machasen es damai, you do not cover its blood. Now, what's going on here is the following. If you remember from the second Mishnah of Maseches Peah, for shechting a chaya or oif on yantif, how do you do the Kisei Hadam? You can't stick a shovel into the ground and dig up some earth and do the Kisei Hadam. That's an issue of muktzah, of taking the dirt that was not prepared beforehand. But if you had prepared the dirt beforehand for a chaya eif, then you can go ahead and shecht the chaya and eif on yamtif. However, for the chay, since it's a suffix, and we don't want people to think that it is definitely a chaya, because something that's definitely a chaya, you're allowed to eat the chaylev. So to prevent that confusion, we're not going to let you do Kisei Hadam on yantif, even if you had prepared the afar, if you had prepared the earth or whatever you were covering it with beforehand. Nonetheless, we're going to say, don't do the Kisei Hadam on yantif, even if you had it prepared beforehand. That way, nobody makes the mistake and thinks that this is a chaya.